One more time for President Roosevelt.
He was the last mountain man of the great Southwest. He traveled to New Mexico to hunt the best. He made his own knives and he was strong as an ox. Ben Lilly was his name, he was smart as a fox. An unconventional man down in the canyon lands of the Gila wilderness just after 1910. Ben Lilly loved his dog, you know he'd never harm it. He said anyone can kill a deer, it takes a man to kill a varmint. But varmints to Ben were lions, wolves, and bears. He'd hunt them just with pants on, just to make things fair. With a gun and a hound, you know he hunted the best. Ben Lilly hunting varmints in the Gila wilderness. Ben Lilly was tough and brave, and I myself have camped out at Ben Lilly Cave. He'd go to Silver City to sell his varmint pelts. He also led a hunt for Teddy Roosevelt. He kept his Sabbath sacred as his day of rest. Ben Lilly hunting varmints in the Gila wilderness. Sappy Oak Creek, his best dog Crook finally died. 400 mountain lions killed with Crook by his side. Ben Lilly killed some 500 bears. He roamed the rivers and canyons for 20 some years. He died in 36, the greatest hunter in the West. Ben Lilly hunting varmints in the Gila wilderness.